They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. And by the way, we are going to a small town in South Carolina. It is Union, South Carolina. And our guest is Ann Kerr. She's the general manager of a company called DC Heavy Hydraulics. Ann, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you're spending some time with us today. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning. Thank you guys for having us.
It's our pleasure. So I looked on the map, and Union, South Carolina is not a very big town, is it? About 8,000 people or so.
Yeah, it's not very big. It's continuously growing, though. We have a lot of new and exciting things being built around us. So I think those numbers will be going up here soon.
There you go. That's nice. And you're not too far from some larger cities. But I'm really interested in the company that you have, that you've been running. You and I met in Henderson, Nevada back in June. And I was quite taken by you and Debbie, who works with you at DC Heavy Hydraulics. And we had an opportunity to chat. And so I'm interested in what it is that you folks do, and where is your market? Where do you sell your services at? So let's start with, what is DC Heavy Hydraulics, Ann?
Yeah, absolutely. DC Heavy Hydraulics is a rebuild and repair shop. We rebuild heavy hydraulic components. We actually have a customer base all throughout the U.S. And some in Canada as well. But we specialize in rebuilding main hydraulic pumps. We also stock a large quantity of those to sell on site for direct shipment the day of need. We have a fairly large team. We have about 20 to 22 employees. Wow. Build up our team here. So they're...
How intricate is it to remanufacture, rebuild, or repair hydraulic parts? It looks, you got a great website, by the way, and we will have links to that on the radio blog. But how technical is all of that, Ann?
Well, it's kind of like a big, heavy puzzle. All the pieces have to go a certain way, and you have to have a keen eye on minimal wear on certain parts and things like that to see, you know, if something... is bad. Sometimes it's pretty obvious and sometimes it's not. It gets pretty technical when you get to the inside of the pump and inspecting each part.
Yeah, I would imagine so some skilled people have to work with you there at DC Heavy Hydraulics. You know, you have a business with 20-some employees, so, you know, that's kind of a big deal in a small town like Union. So congratulations. How much has DC Heavy Hydraulics grown over the years, Ann?
Oh, wow. Yeah, we're excited to be here. Union is my hometown. I went to school here. My son went to school here. I've lived here pretty much all my life. So it's awesome to be working in my hometown. DC has grown. We started out with a very small shop with three people.
Wow.
We've grown from like 4,000 square feet. Three people in 4,000 square feet to 22 people in 30,000 square feet.
In how long? Wow. How long did that take?
We've been here a little more. It's going on 8 years now. So approximately 8 years.
So that's pretty remarkable growth. How did the pandemic impact your company, Ann?
Well, the pandemic slowed us down just a little bit as far as delays with shipments and getting parts in and things like that. But we were fortunate that we all remained working and we had a steady flow of work coming in. So we did very well through it. We were fortunate in that way.
Right. So how does DC Heavy Hydraulics, how do you market what it is that you do, your services and your products? How do you get the attention of the people that you're trying to reach? I mean, you've had really great growth in 8 years. So you must be doing something right when it comes to marketing.
We appreciate that. We we really don't do a ton of advertising. We have some systems that we use. A lot of it is word of mouth. Our priority is building relationships with our customers because we want those guys to come back. So a lot of it, and I would say the majority of it, is the relationships that we've built with our customer base and our vendors as well. So, and also the team that we have here. We have a really dedicated team, and these guys know what they're doing, and they just jump on it and they take care of things.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, some of those, when you have great service and you build positive relationships with individuals, those are two of the very best ways that you can grow a business, because it is returning guests and returning customers, but it's also that opportunity where somebody says, hey, you know, we had great service from this company and it really did make a difference. So congratulations on that as well. When you look at your business, you've recently joined the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, based in Iowa and in Texas, made up of all kinds of people in the agricultural world, as well as heavy construction. Is that a new area for you in agriculture, or have you been there in the past?
Some customers who have local farms and things like that, and they'll come in, and we're happy to help them. So it's going to open a bigger door for us to help more of those people in the field that need that, the farmers especially. In the past, we haven't really done a ton of work on tractor equipment in that aspect. So it's something that we're excited about, building relationships with your members, your other members, and getting to know everybody and seeing how we could help those guys. And what we can do for them.
Well, I think you'll find that this is a this organization, the NTPDA, is a very familial organization. They all get along, you know. They're kind of all in competition with each other, but they all deal with each other as well. I think you'll find, should you be able to come to their annual conference or trade show and be able to actually be there to engage with these folks, I think you'll find it a very welcoming company. Our guest is Ann Kerr. She is the general manager for DC Heavy Hydraulics, based out of Union, South Carolina, doing business in the United States and in Canada. When we were together in Henderson, Nevada, that was kind of a quick trade show, wasn't it? I mean,
it was.
Yeah, like we were there for maybe 90 minutes or so. And the rest of the time was very social. Have you been to that event in the past?
I like that. So, yes, I've been to several other large expos like that. And I actually love it. My favorite part is meeting all the people and talking with them in person because, you know, throughout the year, you're sending emails and phone calls. I absolutely love meeting everybody in person, like yourself. You have a face with a name. And I think that goes back to building that relationship.
It does. It truly, truly does. And we are all in business selling something, whether it's products or services, but it all deals with our reputation and how well we create those lasting relationships that work into positive business experiences. And, you know, that is a huge part of anything, that any business. It doesn't matter if you're selling rutabagas or heavy equipment. You know, you got to build those relationships. As you take a look at what's going on in the, for example, the construction industry, there's shovels in the ground all over the country. I mean, roads are being repaired and bridges are being repaired, and there's just lots of money going into infrastructure right now. Have you seen an uptick in your business over the past year or so?
Oh, yeah. Every year, we're a little busier and a little better off than we were the year before. So I can honestly say in the approximately 8 years that we've been here, every single year we've seen growth.
Yeah.
That's huge. Yeah, it tells you something's going on.
It does tell you that. And I know that, you know, the influx of federal dollars that are going into infrastructure in the United States is pretty mm-hmm. massive. And that has resulted not only in lots of projects, lots of sales, but also lots of jobs out there, and which is it's good for, I think, everybody. And as long as we can keep our roads, bridges, and other infrastructure fixed and repaired, I mean, that's a big deal. Ann Curry is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is with DC Heavy Hydraulics. Final question for you. As you look towards the future, what do you hope for your company? I will say this. It's in this type of business, it's interesting that a woman is running the business, which is, I think, really a positive thing because of the relationship aspect there. But what mm-hmm. do you hope going forward for DC Heavy Hydraulics?
Oh, lots of things. Continued growth, continue building relationships as we are, adding to our team, all sorts of things, all kind of good things. We've been really blessed, and I think every year those blessings continue. So I look forward to that. I think growth and building on those relationships and new relationships would be the top two, I would think.
How important all of that is. Ann, thanks so very much for spending some time with us. I really do appreciate that. And once again, on behalf of our friends over at the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, welcome to that group. And I know that they look forward to seeing you sometime in the future. So, Ann, thanks for your time. We really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having us. And I look forward to meeting everybody and getting to know everybody. So I'll be at your next event, hopefully, and get to meet everybody and put some faces with some names.
Once again, that is the voice of Ann Kerr, the general manager of DC Heavy Hydraulics, based in Union, South Carolina. We will, of course, have links to their website up on the radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Ann Kerr, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.